That's clear.
Roger.
And we're getting a picture on the TV.
You had a good picture, huh?
There's a great deal of contrast in it, and currently it's upside down on our monitor, but we can make out a fair amount of detail.
Okay, would you verify the position the opening I ought to have on the camera?
Stand by. Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Hey, Neil, we can see you coming.
Okay, I just checked getting back up to that first step. It's not even collapsed too far, but it's adequate to get back up.
Roger, we copy.
That's a pretty good little jump.
Buzz, this is Houston, F2, 1/160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Okay. I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LAM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the LAM now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. That's the surface is fine and powdery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers, powdered charcoal, to the sole and sides of my boot. I only go in a small fraction of an inch, maybe an eighth of an inch, but I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads in the fine sandy particles.
Neil, this is Houston. We're copying.
There seems to be no difficulty in moving around as we suspected. It's even perhaps easier than the simulations of 1/6G that we performed in various simulations on the ground. Absolutely no trouble to walk around. Okay, the descent engine did not leave a crater of any size. It has about 1 foot clearance on the ground. We're essentially on a very level place here. I can see some evidence of rays emanating from the descent engine, but very insignificant amount. Okay, Buzz, we ready to bring down the camera?
I'm all ready. I think it's 3 miles squared away in good shape.
Okay.
Okay, you'll have to pay out all the LEC. It looks like it's coming out nice and evenly.
Okay, it's quite dark here in the shadow and a little hard for me to see that I have good footing. I'll work my way over into the sunlight here without looking directly into the sun.
Okay, it's taut now.
Unofficial time on the first step, 109.2420.
Okay, I think you're pulling the wrong one.
I'm ready to pull it down now. There was still a little bit left in the...
Okay, don't hold it quite so tight.
Okay? Looking up at the LAM, I'm standing directly in the shadow now, looking up at both in the windows. And I can see everything quite clearly. The light is sufficiently bright, backlighted into the front of the limb, that everything is very clearly visible.
Okay, I'm going to be changing it.
Okay.
The surgeon says that...
camera installed on the RCU bracket.
Surgeon says the crew is doing well. Data is good, crew is doing well.
And I'm still in the LEC on the secondary studs. I'll step out and take some of my first pictures here.
Roger, Neil, we're reading you loud and clear.
Let's
see, getting some pictures and the contingency sample.
Thirty-five and a half minutes of PLSS time expended now.